This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial purposes, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, once again, allow us to express our greetings to each of you and our gratitude as well for your offering us once again this opportunity to interact and to share in your reality, in your vibrational level. And we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, to take advantage of that opportunity to utilize this energy that you have created to assist you in altering your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state. And while we would absolutely encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity, the choice for you to participate is absolutely entirely up to you. Now, speaking of that opportunity to meditate, to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you experience, you can, in that altered state of consciousness, have a greater impact on your reality than what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You see, in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, you are much closer to the reality, to the real existence, than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, you do have the capacity to influence what it is that you experience in your awakened conscious state. Now, for many, that becomes a very difficult aspect to grasp, to believe that you can get into that state, where in that meditative state you can influence what it is that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. However, simply altering your consciousness and entering into that meditative state has an impact upon what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You see, when you enter into that state, you remove what it is that you're holding in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You remove the thoughts and feelings that are responsible many times, particularly for the emotional experiences that you're having in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And as a result of what you hold in your awakened consciousness state, those thoughts and feelings that are having an effect upon your emotional experience are also having an effect upon your physical being, are affecting each and every cell of your entire physical being. And so if you're experiencing what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative or less than desirable thoughts and experiences, that affects your entire physical being. And simply by entering into a meditative state, regardless of what it is that you utilize, what method or technique you utilize to get there, you alter your consciousness and you remove those thoughts and feelings that are responsible for what it is that you are experiencing in your physical being in your awakened consciousness state. And consequently, it has an effect upon your entire system. You can lower your heart rate, your blood pressure drops, your entire cardiovascular system benefits from the experience. Not only that, it also affects all of the other particular activities that are being occurred and carried out within your physical being. It eliminates what you in your awakened consciousness state are experiencing as we have, whether it be some type of desirable conscious mind activity or less than desirable conscious mind activity. Regardless, it slows that down. It alters what it is that you're experiencing And in that altered state of consciousness, the effect on your physical being is greater than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so you can alter those experiences, not only can, but do alter, simply by removing the thoughts and feelings that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state and entering into a meditative state where you basically are eliminating your day-to-day thoughts and activities. And you assist each and every cell in your physical being to alter, to relax, if you would. So it can be very beneficial, even if you're not in a state where you're influencing your so-called awakened consciousness state, you nonetheless are influencing your physical being by entering into a meditative state. The benefits are there for each and every individual, absolutely. So we would encourage you to make that part of your routine, if you would, in order for you to have the greater capacity to influence your reality, to influence your physical being. When you are in that so-called meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, you are much closer to the reality, to the real world, than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so it's possible for you, as you enter into that meditative state, to put in place a desire to have a purpose for your meditation. Now, there are many of what you refer to as your so-called assisted meditations or guided meditations, whatever terminology you wish to utilize, that will take you in various directions that you may wish to go, various topics or techniques that are utilized to take you in various states of your so-called experiences. If you can't find one, if you don't have that capacity or that ability to access those types of meditative states, you can create it. You can have within your own physical being the capacity to create whatever experience it is that you desire in that so-called meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness. And you can change your beliefs and belief systems. You can change many of your physical attributes that are causing distress or disturbance in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Or you can enhance them to enhance the experience that you're having in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's within your capacity. When you're in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, to influence the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, it becomes very difficult to experience and alter beliefs and belief systems that are what you might call visible to your so-called human consciousness, to other individuals, to what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Your physical attributes, for example, that you choose to put in place in your so-called between incarnational state, your physical attributes that you choose to be involved in, the particular environments that you choose to enter into a particular incarnational period for, in conjunction with the other entities that are involved in that creation process, it becomes very difficult for you to alter some of those beliefs and belief systems that you have agreed to participate in, that you have chosen in your so-called between incarnational state. Very difficult to choose and to alter, for example, what your particular physical height will be when you're involved in an incarnational period. It's something that's visual that other individuals also experience and participate and validate by holding similar beliefs and belief systems. And so it becomes difficult to alter those so-called human consciousness belief systems that you've put in place. However, the unseen beliefs and belief systems, the unseen realities that you're experiencing that are made available to you through various different methods and techniques, health issues, for example, that you are only made aware of through certain types of tests, are much easier for you to alter because you see, you don't see that. It's not something that's shared by other individuals. It's not something that you're trying to alter and other individuals are perpetually sustaining. It's not a human consciousness belief system necessarily. And so it's much easier for you to alter many of those so-called unseen realities, if you wish, unseen beliefs and belief systems that you put in place that are stored within your DNA for you to potentially experience in a particular incarnational period. And so when you enter into that meditative state, you can enter into that state with the specific goal of what it is that you wish to alter or to change or to experience in your conscious state in your day-to-day activities. And you can change it, absolutely. What do you believe? If you don't believe you can change it, then of course it becomes very difficult to alter and to change. And it's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. It's a belief system that you choose to hold. And you put in place in your DNA those beliefs and belief systems for various opportunities, for example, to experience what you refer to as different types of diseases. And so you, through your choices and decisions, through your thoughts and feelings, through your meditative interactions with your consciousness, have the capacity to alter the energy that surrounds the DNA and consequently alter the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so the diseases that seem to be beyond one's capacity to alter or to control can definitely be altered or controlled. What do you believe? And so when you enter into that meditative state, even if you don't have any type of experience or any type of reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state that you desire to alter, nonetheless, you will benefit from it by simply calming your mind and allowing your physical being as well to exist without holding in your awakened consciousness state all of the thoughts and feelings that are influencing all of the cells in your physical being. And you can experience, for lack of a better terminology, more natural experience in your awakened consciousness state. You can experience, once again, a drop in your so-called blood pressure. You can experience alterations in your entire physical being that are beneficial and side effects, if you would, from experiencing meditation. And so we would encourage you to meditate, to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you experience, and to begin to hold the concept and the belief that in that meditative state, it's possible for you to influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Be that whether you want to reinforce what it is that you're experiencing or you wish to change it. You can have that. It's your choice. What do you believe? You can alter your existence. You can alter your reality. Or you can enhance and perpetuate and enforce your reality. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And in that meditative state, when you begin to experience that effect that it can have once again on your cardiovascular system, when you can experience a lowering of your blood pressure, when you begin to grasp that understanding and to believe that you can have that effect, then when you begin to believe as well that the entire existence that you have in this so-called vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, then you can begin to believe as well that it's an illusion, and you can begin to believe that in that meditative state you can alter your choices and decisions, you can alter your beliefs and belief systems and you can not only affect what's occurring within your own physical being, but as well within the universe in which you exist. The irony of it is that you already do it. The irony of it is that this is not something that you have to learn how to do. You do it constantly. What you need to is to accept that you do it, to accept the responsibility, and then once again, you can either change it or enhance it. Your choice. What do you believe? It's such a simple statement. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Alter your realities by altering your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Yeah, go way up to about 20. Questions, anyone?
I have a question, just sorry.
Go ahead.
Is he first? This incarnation that we're involved in, there seems to be so much confusion and so much malfeasance throughout the world, but we are all one, as you have taught us. Is there anything that can be done in this world by those of our brothers and sisters, I guess you could say, that we are not in agreement with, because we are all one? Can you comment on that?
You exist in what you like to refer to as some type of advanced technology, where it is now what you believe, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, much easier for you to be aware of what's being experienced and what's being facilitated in creation on the other side of your earth, so-called earth systems. What you become difficult for you to grasp is the understanding that it's only in your awakened consciousness state that this awareness, if you would, exists. But in that level of consciousness from which you create this reality, in that altered state of consciousness, in your subconsciousness, you are all connected. And so, really, nothing has changed except that in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you're more aware of what it is that you are experiencing, and seemingly reinforces the beliefs and belief systems of what it is that you are experiencing. And consequently, you believe that somehow, now in this so-called new age and new energy, in this so-called age of technological advancement, that somehow you are having a greater influence than what you'd had in your so-called past. You are no more connected in this so-called reality, in your so-called present time, if you would, than you have been in what you so-call your past. You see, there is no such thing as a past or a present or a future. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. You're having no more influence upon this reality that's occurring within your entire earth system, in your entire universe, than what you had in your so-called past. You are having no more influence than what you had, for example, in what you might refer to as the beginnings of your last century, to utilize your belief in time and space, in which events were occurring, but you seemingly, in your awakened consciousness state, were not aware. And yet at some level of your consciousness, not only were you aware, but you actually participated in and validated those beliefs and belief systems that were the result of what it was that your so-called earth system was experiencing. And so it becomes important to set aside this belief that somehow your technological advances are a benefit to what it is that you're experiencing and your ability to alter that experience. We would suggest that what you hold as Ihach individuals affects the reality that you experience in your entire earth systems, absolutely. And so it becomes important that one becomes aware of what it is that you hold. And while it may seem like a futile effort, when you hold that thought, when you hold that feeling and you make the choices and decisions that affect the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities, you influence other individuals. And you, many times, at a level of consciousness that you're not aware of, influence as well their thoughts and feelings and make the alterations. And so, be aware of what it is that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. Be aware that what you hold in your awakened consciousness state influences not only your individual reality, but the entire universe. Your consciousness exists within Ihach and every cell of the entire universe. And while it may appear at times that it is beyond your control and beyond your capacity, it's a human consciousness belief and belief system that's influencing the realities that you're experiencing in your so-called earth systems. And it becomes important that one understands that you create from a position of absolute unconditional love. It becomes important to understand that even the individuals that you feel are responsible for so much of what you might refer to as negative existence in this particular incarnational period, create from as well a position of absolute unconditional love. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. And so the influence that one can have on those beliefs and belief systems by maintaining what you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as a desirable belief and belief system, making desirable choices and decisions, you influence the entire vibrational level absolutely. And so we would suggest that it can be quite beneficial to hold what you might refer to as positive thoughts and feelings, to grasp the concept that you influence this reality as much as any other individual in the entire universe. Be aware of what it is that you hold in your awakened consciousness. We have suggested in the New Age and New Energy that indeed what you hold in your awakened consciousness state will influence this reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. It's in your awakened consciousness state, however, that you make the judgment as to whether that is a desirable or less than desirable reality that you're experiencing. It's an illusion. Understand that it's an illusion. You see, it becomes much easier for you to influence the reality, beginning with one's own reality, when you can grasp the concept that it's an illusion, when you begin to lose the fear of the unknown, and you begin to have that capacity through your awakened consciousness thought to understand that you influence the entire universe. And that feeling, when you hold that in your awakened consciousness mind, when you're dealing with these particular subjects that you find difficult, when you hold the positivity, when you hold what it is that you desire, you influence the entire reality. You influence, as it has been since the so-called, what you would refer to as the beginning of time, the entire reality. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Tammy, did you have a question?
Well, now, once again, it has indeed been a pleasure, and we would like to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And we welcome this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And for us, it is indeed an opportunity to learn, to share, and to have a glimpse, if you would, into your reality, into your vibrational level. And so we welcome that opportunity. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.